Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira. Namaste and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ram Kaur.
And I am Kira Ra, and welcome, beloved ones, to the voice of passionate action. First and foremost, we want to give a big shout out to all of you over at bbsradio.com. We love you so much. Thank you for being here. It is always a gift to join you every Sunday. Also want to give a big hello and welcome to everyone over at onenesstalkradio.com, where we are in the chat, we are broadcasting, and that phone bank is filling up, so give us a buzz, 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500, and you do get to listen to the show while you're on hold, so go ahead and give us a call and jump into that queue. Last but not least, Sri, we're over at YouTube, right?
We are broadcasting
where I think most of you probably are.
So we say hello to all of you at YouTube. Give each other a hug in
Which
the chat room.
Which channel today?
At Official Sri and Kira.
There we are. All right.
And so we are delighted to be with you.
Well, and I do want to share that I believe over at the YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, Sue, our assistant Sue, those of you that were in the email chain about her recent emergency surgery, she is here with us at Tosa Blue Mountain in Ecuador. Not only healing, but reverse aging.
Wait
till you guys see her. She looks extraordinary. And she's in the chat over at YouTube, I believe. So if you want to say hi to Sue and give her a direct, hey, how you doing? Please do. So Sri, I am still floating on yesterday's energy.
Powerful.
I mean, yesterday's show was so amazing. I hope you guys were with us, but so much going on.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a beautiful moment.
Well, yesterday on Explore the Mysteries, which was broadcast at the Oneness Talk Radio YouTube channel.
And at Oneness, right. And at OneNessTalkRadio.com.
And at OneNessTalkRadio, we really got into the October energies. And
yes,
there was a lot of wisdom. There was a lot of sharing and inspiration. And I want to say that we felt so good connecting with all of you. It was truly a powerful moment of non-physical communion. And I love it when we begin to feel into our greater world, our greater environment, and know what we're touching and whom is touching back. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be connected to spiritual community. And so, welcome.
Yes. And especially in this moment, you know, as we are in this, remember, October is a full circle experience. It's so many blessings. And last Thursday was 10-10. And actually 10, because it was the culmination of a full 19-year cycle. And starting the very next day, October 11, bringing us to where we are right now, the 13th, we dove into another 19-year cycle that is anchoring over these 19 days. So that's between October 11 and October 30th, which is really quite extraordinary, because October 11 to 30 also exactly matches the shadow period of the Mercury retrograde that will begin October 31. So not only are we in this kind of like pre-phase of trying on our 19-year culmination, we're being gifted with the opportunity to really adapt, pay attention, ease into it. And I want to go back to something you just said, Sri, because I thought it was really pertinent, which is this ability to be aware of what we're aware of, right?
Oh,
and wasn't
so
that
important.
September,
yeah,
right? Bringing us into this October experience.
Absolutely. You know, it's I think one of the things that we're growing into a deeper understanding and deeper mastery is the ability to be conscious of being conscious. And it starts off by being conscious that you're aware of something.
Yeah.
And then it continues to refine to becoming conscious of the conscious observer. And once we begin to master that, we gain so much freedom and power, because truly we are the witnesser.
So what Sri is explaining is actually he's talking about the third, fifth, seventh, ninth dimensional upliftment. that which is coming in for all of us right now in a way that it has not come in before. Now, if you happen to be watching us over at YouTube or Oneness Talk Radio or over at Facebook, where we're video streaming as well, you'll be able to note that we've put up this graphic again. And the reason I put this up here right now is because, as Sri was sharing, all I kept hearing from all of the divine directors and the ascended masters is that it's important to really just go into the depth of who you are in this moment. Because remember, when we become the witnesser of the witness, which is that fifth dimension, in that moment, we ignite compassion. And it's through that anchored compassion and self-love that we really notice how large the seventh dimension is in contrast to all the others there. Because that seventh dimensional portal is the witnessing experience of the witnesser. Excuse me. Now, what does that mean? It means that it's a moment of transcendent bliss. Now, that is open actively the way that the fifth dimension opened in 2003, 2004. And if you're not aware of the fact that the fifth dimension has been wide opening, saying right now, please go to our website, treeandkira.com. Check out the messages from the masters, the Living in the Fifth Dimension series, which came through from Archangel Zadkiel and introduced the world to the Divine Galactic Blueprint. It is an extraordinary moment. Yeah. So the full circle that we're in right now is saying, and we started talking about this yesterday, open your mind, expand your vision, ignite your heart. That's how we heal the world. And that's the type of communication that's opened. And mm-hmm. it's a lot that's coming around.
You know, I want to also point out in a congratulatory way.
Okay.
You are better at all of this than you were in the past. Today, you're better at it.
That's true.
You have more competency. You have more mastery. You have more capacity for compassion, for understanding, and for trusting the unknown. You think back when the fifth dimensional energy was available,
yeah.
but less understood, 10, 12 years ago, and compare yourself then to now, let alone take a moment and reflect back to that 19-year cycle that began in 19 years ago, and go and look at your capacity then versus now. Now, what I'm referring to is the maturation of your wisdom, the maturation of your discernment.
Right. That's the key. That's the key.
Yeah. Your ability to really orchestrate things in a beautiful way. I think we all start off wanting to, quote, use the law of attraction. And in fact,
well, that's a great place to start. That's beginner's mind. I mean, it's a great place to start.
It is a place to start, but it always seems to come from a kind of a self locus, usually an egoic thing of saying, I want more of something in our life. And as we grow, and again, I invite you to look back over these 19 years, we begin to recognize that we have been commanding the light. We have been orchestrating. We have been manifesting in a more rich and full manner than our little conscious brain was aware of 19 years ago. And so this is truly a moment of celebration.
Yeah.
The turning of a cycle is the claiming of its gifts. The turning of a cycle is the claiming of wisdom, and it is a moment of freedom.
Exactly. And that's where we're at this week. That's where we're at in the whole October flow of this full circle experience, which is, what are you experiencing? If you were really to sit back and reflect right now, and especially look at now that we're at October 13th, right? So we're virtually just about halfway through this full circle experience. And remember, this is about experience this month. So when it's about experience, that can feel a little crazy, right? Because we are the ones that are having the experience or this illusionary experience of this co-creative moment together. So the question is not only what are you experiencing? However, are you breaking free through it? That is really what it's about. And that is, if I was to say, that's really what matters. The reason being is, we started talking about this yesterday, you know, and one of the things that I shared yesterday was that when I was a CEO of a corporation and I would talk to my management team about hiring, we would always look for people that I enjoyed for certain key management positions. I really enjoyed hiring people that had many years of experience. However, there is a vast difference between someone who has 1 year's experience 20 times and someone who has 20 years of experience. And that's what this 19-year cycle is saying to you right now. Where were you 19 years ago? Look at your, and you can break it down. Look at your physical journey over the past 9. Look at your body. Look at the experiences there. Look at the spiritual journey over the past 19 years. Are you able to open your mind, expand your vision, ignite your heart, and then we heal the world? So I'm inviting you to really pay attention into a depth of self-recognition, because the inner experience of October will be the blessing of this full circle return with that cloak of September removed, that dome kind of lifted, and our ability to transcend into a seventh dimensional space where what my experience has personally been is that in that experience, there is a divine recognition that everything melts. Mm. Everything melts. And it's kind of like this beautiful being here, only you don't have to be sitting in lotus posture on a mountainside removed from anything. You can be doing that inside all the time. That's self-ascension. And so when I have experienced this seventh dimensional communication and this seventh dimensional anchoring, it is a moment of transcendent non-judgment, meaning that you watch everything melt because you're so into the bigger picture. It's just so clear. And then that clarity melts into the compassion that you are carrying for yourself through the fifth dimensional anchoring, that thereby comes literally into the third dimensional body as reassurance. Because you can be doing all of this. Sri and I are literally demonstrating that right now. The universe is tapping on everyone's shoulder. Are you listening? And if so, are you breaking free through it? Or is it becoming kind of nervousy, right? That's why this is so important right now.
One of the things that happens as we touch into the higher dimensional frequencies, our third dimensional experience becomes more spacious. It softens. It's more filled with the higher principles that are possible in living in form in the third dimension. You know, one of my favorite teachers from years ago was David Hawkins, who talked about the levels of consciousness. Right. And his work was truly pioneering in the 1990s. And what he identified was that up until what he called the level 400, actually 500, we were efforting. We were growing. We were growing through pride and courage and fear. And we were learning. We were touching into how to live a principle-based life. That's the best density can offer, is a principle-based life. And when we hit 500 on his scale, which is the zone of love, which is what we're talking about at the ascended heart, is it not? Then we move into the place of power. Before that, we were efforting. We were using force. The place of power is the love-based reality, where the context and the energy and the consciousness and the willingness to embrace all that is more important than the battle. Okay. And so this is a wonderful, for me, it was a wonderful overlay to look at the work of this teacher and the work that we have been bringing through the guidance of the Ascended Masters that we call the Yoga of Self-Ascension, because self-ascension recognizes that it all begins at the Ascended Heart and lifts from there, which on David Hawkins' model is the 500 level. So the reason I bring that up is that as we touch into the fifth dimensional and seventh dimensional energies, we are informing our consciousness of a state of being that we had not resided in a whole lot. This is why so many people love to go on a spiritual retreat, love to do a meditation weekend, etc., because they may indeed break through into that higher frequency and have the moment of that deep peace, that infinite expansion, that dissolving of the polarities of the subject-object dual reality. What that does is it informs us that we are that. And when we begin to carry that back into our third dimensional activity, it a choice has to happen.
Yeah.
Are we going to forget all about it and get right back into competition and fear and all that stuff? Or are we going to begin to soften and recognize it's an abundant world and all beings' voices deserve to be heard and all beings' needs deserve to be met? And we can contribute to a harmony without losing our connection to a deeper level of truth. And this is, you know, for me, it's one of my greatest dreams for density, is that density will still be density because people need the lessons, yet have a gentler way of doing it, have a kinder way of being informed. And we'll see. We'll see. But for now, I just want to remind you that each and every one of you is on a truly grace-filled path. Celebrate the moments that we would call ascended moments. Celebrate your commitment to be there,
yeah,
and to continue to use that energy to inform the egoic self so it might soften a little bit, and trust that your soul does know the way.
And this is that moment. The more that you trust that your soul knows the way, right now we are in a moment where mystical connection is available in a way that it has not ever been available before.
Yeah.
And this is an extremely important recognition, because as you are moving in through this experience month, what does that mean? It means that November is going to be another month of choice. And it's going to bring us to yet a deeper awareness in December, which is going to open up 2020, which is the year of experience. So imagine what's happening this month as a training ground for 2020, because our next experience month is going to be January and let me go ahead and I'll show you. Let me put on the, here we go. Okay. Notice if you're watching us on the videos right now, you'll notice I just put up the 2019 full cycle year experience. But you'll notice down at the bottom there, 2020 this was the year of the lotus rising. You'll notice that 2019 was shown with the graphic of a lotus. It was the year of divine awareness. Now, remember, years go in cycles of awareness, experience, choice as well. However, they're at a whole different overlay. So 2019 was the year of divine awareness. And the next time that we are going to see this awareness is December. And if you look at December, what's really fascinating here is that you will see that there is this profound energy cycle that's moving forward for all of us, and that the ascension frequency adjustment that opened up in May. Do you see there's that circle there around May when we went into the core? Then in June, the ascension frequency adjustment came in, and you see how that lineage holder with the ascension frequency went from May to the end of November. Why? Because November will be the next major choice. And so all of you are going through intense moments. And the key is, as you get ready for 2020, which is being brought in as the dragonfly, 2020,
yeah,
the year of mastery experience. So the key is, as you're preparing for 2020, in this full cycle reunion, in this 19 days, October 11 to October 30th, what is returning to you? What are you claiming? And are you inviting it to assist you to break free? Or is it digging up energy that's concerning you? You know, Sri and I will share that we've had some things come up over the past 48 hours even that we said, okay, you know what? Enough. This we are commanding our mastery over this. This is enough. This is a beautiful lesson, and we have received it, and we are going to invite everyone around us to do the same. And so we're inviting you in this moment to open your mind. Expand your vision. If you are being triggered, if you are having experiences that are, remember, this is the month of experience. If your experiences are challenging you, if you are feeling stuck, my angels, the universe is tapping on your shoulder. If not now, when? And if not you, then who? And if you've said, you know what, I can't do this anymore, then honest to goodness, don't. And go have a blast doing whatever brings you joy, because that's what matters right now. The work of spiritual mastery has hit a moment where we are holding each other, right? You know, I've got my arm and my hand in hand with Sri, and we're hand in hand with you, and we are not letting go. We are not letting go. The key is, are you letting yourself go? Because that's what we talked about yesterday. We are in a moment where the way that any sincerity, love, and presence holding lineage holder is being interrupted is through self-infliction. And go watch yesterday's show. We talked all about that. So again, open your mind, which is equal to I am here in the mantra of self-ascension. It's an expanded way to go into mystical connection right now. So if you were chanting the mantra of self-ascension, take in a breath. I am here as you open your mind. All right. Relax even more. Maybe bring your hands to your heart. Maybe make your back straight. All right. Let's take in another breath. I am ready. Expand your vision. I am ready. Expand your vision. Go to a wider angle lens. Lift from that fifth to seventh. Okay. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Ignite your heart. Because when we are open, our heart ignites the ascended presence. Remember, in the self-ascended chakra portrait, which you can discover at shrinkira.com, it's free. Go find this all. It's right there on the homepage underneath Yoga Self-Ascension. In the self-ascended chakra portrait, your heart is the first double-linked helix of the interspiraling of two infinity symbols. Why? Because your heart is literally the engine or the propeller that ignites your ascended chakra system, known as the Divine Galactic Blueprint. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to shrinkira.com. Go to Yoga of Self-Ascension. It's all there and it's all free. Get our ebook. That's free, okay? I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Rather than worry about what's happening on the planet, a third dimensional energy, rather than feel guilty, rather than feel ashamed, rather than feel angry, rather than being provoked into that which you are not, if we sincerely all hold the energy of healing the world experience, then indeed we are open to guide me. Guide me.
Yeah. And it also brings us into an ascended understanding of what is healing.
Exactly. Yay.
Because
love that.
Healing doesn't mean you will become my agenda of how you're supposed to look or be. Healing means we've expanded love, harmony, and peace. You know, that when a person has a physical affliction, for example, healing doesn't really start until that person begins to come to peace with what their body is doing. And then we begin to work to intervene in a way that is positive, you know, a positive energy. And so it is in all forms of healing, is that we expand to a higher way of being with it, a more refined consciousness, a greater sense of peace with what is. And so the heal the world, if you let go of your expectations, you will then find yourself noticing what we have been taught and shared so many times. You'll be known by your presence.
Exactly. And this is Archangel Zadkiel. I like to say it's Archangel Zadkiel 101, yeah. But yet it's really important because this was in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, which is a timeless book. Please read it. You grab it anywhere just about. But one of the things Zadkiel, and I think we mentioned this on yesterday's show as well. Why don't you share that again, Sri, because I think it's important.
That as we work toward what many people call ascension, it's not what you've learned. It's not what concepts are in your head or how many times you've chanted a mantra. You will be known by your energy.
You cannot fake your way into it. In other words, and this was one of the things I loved about Archangel Zadkiel sharing around this, was that your words will never matter. Your words are a creation of this world. Remember that this form of communication is for this body. And even while we are in this body, we are able to have many other forms of ascended communication, are we not? And it's quite extraordinary and quite fun and very full, I might add. However, the blessing, the absolute blessing is that another Zadkielism, for lack of a better word, one of my other favorites is, I just love it so much. Keep your eyes on the divine at all times. I mean, is that not namaste, really? Right? Mm-hmm. Shivoham. It's saying, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. To me, what Zadkiel was saying was stay in the seventh dimension.
Yeah.
Because in the seventh dimension, that's what the melting is. That's that transcendent moment of the release of all judgment where all that is the divine. And as I say that, I get a lot of, oh my goodness, it's almost like I have to tickle my head. And speaking of tickling my crown chakra, I'm loving what's going on over here at the chat at Oneness Talk Radio. And I just wanted to give a shout out. You guys are just so beautiful. And thank you for all the sharing and talking about the full moon. Yeah. Hey, Anthony, Sue and I, as a matter of fact, just to share, the full moon here was so amazing, like breathtaking, that I was coming down some steps from our little apartment that Sri and I live in down into the main courtyard yesterday. And the way that the cosmic mountain, which is right in front of us, we stare at the cosmic eye of this mountain all the time. Well, there's a notch and the moon comes right up. And it's why we're living in this sacred settlement, which I think I told you guys the archaeologist recently verified. So anyway, the moon was coming up yesterday. It was so incredible. I'm standing there like, you know how you're just like breathtaking from the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And the mountain was still kind of gold from the luminescence coming off the moon. And there were just the right amount of clouds. And Sue was down in the kitchen. I think you were upstairs. And I'm standing there trying to get enough breath. And finally, I'm like, get out here, you know, because it was that beautiful and powerful, right? Potent.
There is a, let's just say it, a call that happens when we take a look at such commanding presence and we have an opportunity to either be with it or dismiss it.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And so there too is another teaching that is offered from the natural world, is we are with that presence of the reflection of the moon's energy, the reflection of the grandeur and beauty that surrounds us all the time. We begin to move into that space that we call present time. And in present time, there's really not much time, is there?
Well, but I think what's so important is, and I did want to pick up on what Anthony was sharing, and so many of you saying you enjoy our clothes. Thank you so much. We do too. But I did want to share with all of you that it is really a moment of empowerment. We look at the timing of this moon cycle, and if you look at the timing of this moon cycle and go back 19 years, pay attention to what you discover if you want some cosmology verification of this 19-year cycle. I don't want to spend too much time on that because you can go find it. But this moon right now is inviting you to open your mind, expand your vision, ignite your heart, and heal the world.
Yes.
We heal the world through our collective presence. Right. And that is the gift. And Tree, speaking of collective presence, we have like a bajillion people. And so should we start saying hi and inviting in all these beautiful callers?
Sure.
All right. Well, I'm going to go right up here to the top. We've had all these people waiting and we're going to go right here. It looks like to, hey, is this Isaac in California? Namaste.
Hi, namaste.
Hi.
Welcome.
Namaste, sweetheart.
Hi, this is Isaac. I wasn't expecting for you to call me, so I'm a little starstruck. But so I went to your journey about a year ago. I went to Ecuador and I did my San Pedro, which was very, very amazing. And if any of you out there haven't done it, highly recommend it. Definitely opened up a lot of gateways. So I was calling to ask two questions, and I wanted to ask, I have been using plant medicine to connect to this energy, and that's the only way that I know how to do it is through plant medicine. So I wanted to ask if you could give me any advice to connect to this energy without the use of plant medicine, and then also what I'm actually connecting to, because I don't really know what this energy is.
Yeah. Well, Isaac, first and foremost, Angel, what a gift to connect with you again. As a matter of fact, I have your picture on the Tosa Blue Mountain website of you up on the mountain connecting with the big rays of light that were coming into you. And I really felt compelled to share that with you right now, because that's what's happening. Now, three things I'm seeing around you right now. Number one, there is a deep core of doubt inside of you. And it's in your Shushma, it's right in that spinal channel where our Kundalini flows. And what they're saying to me is that, it's funny, I keep hearing Kush grass, but you probably don't have a Kush grass mat. So go sit outside on grass in a nice, beautiful area where you feel supported. And when you sit out there on the grass, really allow yourself to simply melt into Gaia. Don't send a cord down. Just feel yourself becoming one with this supportive grass energy. And as you do, they're saying infuse, and you know the color. It's the color of San Pedro. It's that beautiful greeny color. They're saying feel that color infusing from your root chakra at the base of your spine. And as you feel it lifting, and they're saying this might take a few times, like I'm literally feeling right now, your first congestion, wow, is really low. It's between your first and second chakra. And so they're saying, as you breathe in this color, as you just simply, and they're saying, even if you feel you have to fake it, do it. But as you breathe this up, begin to call in that color. And then every time, and you're going to call it all the way up and out of your crown. The other thing I'll share with you, sweetheart, is I don't know what plant medicine you're doing exactly or who you're doing it with, but not all of the, what they're saying is that one more time, it cannot be ayahuasca. It's got to be San Pedro. And the intent of the journey would be to ask the journey to show you how to continue the journey without it. They're also saying that you can do this without the journey if you clear the doubt from the channel. But this is an easy fix. It's all around you, and you are connecting with a very pure stream of light, but there are some congested blocks that need to be cleared out to really blossom into that. So I just want to say, my angel, that I think your timing was extraordinary. It is October 13th. It is the perfect day to say yes to this next step, and I am honored to spend this moment with you again, honey. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste, Isaac. Many blessings. Now, you know, Shri, I want to share that while we were connecting with Isaac, I got some really dramatic heart pain. Mm-hmm. So if any of you are feeling some heart pain, I'm not saying this was Isaac's heart pain. I'm just saying that when we start gathering as community as we are right now, and when we start lifting, you know, lifting all of that energy up and out, what happens is that when we all come together, there is a moment where we're all healing. Yeah. And so I want to use the tuning fork for a moment. Is that okay?
Good idea.
Because I don't know about you guys, but I think we need to clear before we go to another caller because there's so much happening on all of us. Now, this, look for a video. Are we going to be able to get this video out this week, maybe?
I think towards the end of the week.
Maybe toward the end of this week. Shri and I are finally going to release the video on the fear dimension and the cosmic prime meridians because we have been talking about this since last Thursday on Soul Mirrors. Go watch any of those shows. It needs to be this specific tuner, which I will talk about, that has kind of like a bell, and you see how the bottom is very different. I'm going to play this right now, but the intention right now is that I want you to feel it first right here, okay? You see, this is where the cosmic prime meridians begin, and then they go straight up, right? We have our star consciousness, so cosmic prime meridians. We got two of them. They're right here, and they go straight up, and it's like this tuning fork. Look, that's literally because they go straight out, okay? And we'll be talking about this a lot more on the air, but you'll even see the crystal in front of me like this. Just even breathe that energy. And this is, we're going to be doing the video on this because this will help with the fear dimension as well. But we were very clear that we had to wait. So I'm going to play this right now. And you might want to just bring your hands to your heart. You might want to take in a deep breath. We have two microphones we're going to between right now because of all the places we're streaming to. So I'm going to play it for all of you, but then I'm going to bring it to each of the microphones. So just be in the energy of it. I will make sure you all get to hear it well. And I'm going to do kind of an infinity shape around the two microphones. So I think we'll be just fine. So let's bring our hands to our heart, take in a deep breath, because in this moment, this is going to help with a lot of other things. Let's think about, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. good. Breathe. There we are. The cosmic prime meridians are part of what the 5G attack is affecting. And this is why Sri and I have been putting this out there all weekend to help clear out these congestions. This is why we're going to be putting out the big video on that. And then we will be putting out our little 5G documentary later in the month. There's still some things we want to add to it. But as soon as we get this video out, I think you're going to be very pleased. So stay tuned for that video, hopefully coming out later this week at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira.
Right.
Yeah. Woo, Sri, I don't know about you, but I'm like, wow. I enjoyed that too. I hope that was good for you.
You know, and Isaac, our caller, Ooh. Brought up a very interesting point, which is
especially in this moment.
Many people have discovered that the various forms of plant medicines can open up doorways of perception and help people touch into a Shakti, an energy. And sometimes that energy comes with a greater awareness and connection. Other times it's just pure energy and they're just riding that wave. The thing I want to mention is that wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah.
And that the medicine can be very useful to open doorways. However, when we begin to think that the medicine's the only way to get there, that's when the doubt comes in,
right,
that we've lost connection to our true power.
Well, and oftentimes it's because we might be doing medicine with those who are doing it as a business, as a money-making opportunity, as is, forgive me, guys, 90% of the places that we have experienced down here. I wanted to share with you that at Tosa Blue Mountain, and if you're interested, send us an email. Just send us an email to Ecuador at, is that it?
What's the email? Ecuador at Sri and Kira.
Thank you. Ecuador at SriandKira.com. And we'll send you our whole brochures on it, because here at Tosa Blue Mountain, what you need to know is that we require you to stay here for 3 days and two nights, because this is very much about sacred intention. We also are the only people I know of that grow 100% of our own San Pedro on site, because we live in the indigenous valley of the San Pedro. We harvest with you. You prepare it with us. You go through the intention ceremony so that by the time you ingest, this is a pure stream of consciousness with the sacred intention.
Yeah.
And so intention and environment
and the energy of those around you is really important.
It's also why we don't do big old groups where we say make a reservation and meet some people for the very first time and you're going to spend 12 hours with them. Your journey is very much your unique journey. That is what the yoga of self-ascension is all about. So I do appreciate Isaac mentioning that.
Right.
And we are very, very blessed to have some extraordinary beings that assist us here as well. So if you are interested in coming to Ecuador or San Pedro, hey, check out our schedule right now. Go to TosaBlueMountain.com. Forgive me, it's still not 100% finished, but it's like 90% done. Check out our events page. We do have some planned events with Sri and I. Or you can come for your own private retreat. And we are open. Our official grand opening is going to be New Year's Eve. And so we're actually really getting pretty full for 2020 already. So if you're interested in coming next year, give us a heads up. All right, Sri, I'm ready to go back to those phone lines. How about you?
Well, let's take a peek here and see.
We have so many. And so why don't we go to, oh my gosh, I'm going to Clayton, New Mexico. Is this Violet?
Hello, dear.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Violet!
We hear you.
Yes.
Namaste.
Namaste.
How are you, Angel?
Well, I've had some big challenges lately. I jam my head into my neck, and so I don't move around very much right now. But I've had challenges. I've not been able to participate in a lot of stuff with y'all lately that I've even subscribed to, but I'm still very much wanting to participate and be a part.
You are.
And go forward.
Yes.
Well, Violet, first of all, just feel our arms around you. And wow, we're having a fascinating experience with our microphone when I'm sharing with you. Maybe, Sri, you should share.
Well, the thing we want to say to you, and I just...
High energy, Violet.
I muted your line so you could listen, and that way it's clean for everybody else as well. dear one, we love you. We are connected with
always.
You. Always. And we are in this very moment sending you divine love and healing energy that you may walk through this event. Remember, it is just an event. It's not a definition. And walk through this with greater grace and ease, because you deserve to feel at peace.
You know, Violet, your love, sincerity, and presence is a role model. And I know over the past, my goodness gracious, Sri and I met you at our very first event ever. And so the honor of walking this journey, I feel like we've been walking this journey together over the past 18 years. So thank you. And the other thing I'll share with you, Violet, is that your neck, fifth chakra, you are such a master that what I would ask you to do is, as you are walking through this moment, pay attention to your neck and maybe look at whose truth are you trying to help, rather than your truth, radiant, will help all. But it feels to me like in your neck right now is a lot of other people, and it's all about the truth. And so in this moment, I am offering you the love of the archangelics. All of the angels are around you. The ascended masters are right before you. Oh, it's so beautiful, my love. This beautiful crystalline angel, she does not have a name. She's like right above you, and she's reaching out his very long golden hair. And she's reaching out both of her hands to you right now and saying, take my hands and look into my eyes. I am right here before you. As you look up, even just a little, let me offer you the radiance of the freedom that you are looking for, so that your heart may grow even bigger. May you rest in the peace of knowing we are always connected, and so it is.
Much love, dear.
We love you, Violet.
I love you too.
And give my love to all your beautiful, beautiful sisters. Namaste. Oh, wow. Wow, that was such a blessing.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
You
know, what a gift. I mean, sincerely, what a gift. It truly is a blessing. And, you know, talk about full circle. So this was like almost 18 years ago, little less than that. And that was our very first, you know, this was our very first public event. We were part of another person's event. And I had said I would never do this publicly. When read Sacred Union, The Journey Home, it's all in there. When all of this first started coming through with Sri and I was like, we are not doing this publicly. I don't want anybody to know. We had no idea this was our future. And so that was a beautiful blessing. I felt like that was a full circle moment.
Yeah. And a chance to love and embrace all of those who've participated.
Yes. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes. And Violet has certainly been to a lot of the amazing events that we've had all over the world.
Yes.
All right, Sri, where are we going next?
Oh,
hey,
so
let's
many
go
choices.
To where we go. Where is this here? This is in we got a lot of unknowns today. You want which one you want? Which unknown? We've got several unknowns.
I think this one right here.
You want that one? Okay.
Let's see
who it
all
is. Right. Hello. Here's an unknown anonymous caller.
Hi there, Sri and Kira. How are you?
We are well. Namaste.
Oh my goodness, this is amazing. It always catches me off guard when you guys pick up whenever I call every so often. But my goodness, it's been a very, very intense last couple weeks, to be honest with you. I've been basically faced with decisions that I could not. You know, like it just keeps reappearing as like, oh, I have to make a choice. I have to make a choice. And it's really been spinning me out left and right. And so much has come up. And honestly, I'm really just looking for guidance. I'm looking for a mini soul reading. I'm really looking to make, you know, conscious steps forward on my path right now. And there's so much that's been going on internally that I couldn't possibly vocalize everything at the moment.
I feel it.
I just want. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I got it. I got it. Angel, I'm not interrupting you, but I've got it. I almost feel like I want to vomit. And that's a good thing. I want you to hear that. So I want you to bring your hands. And I'm doing this with you, honey. Bring your hands to your third chakra. And I have like one above the other. Like, so it's almost like my second to maybe up to even the breastbone, you know, so that the two hands, like I have them on my stomach like this, if you're watching. And the reason I'm going right there is, Here's what they want you to hear. And it's really an extraordinary group. I'm still awestruck at the group of masters that is around you right now, because they're pretty impressive. And they're saying that you have lost your center, and that your center is within you, and that this center is calling you, and it is why you feel off balance, and it is why everything feels like it is spinning. And they're showing me a lot of different things. They're saying that as you bring your hands here, pay attention to that, which you might need to vomit. And I mean, regurgitate, forgive me for being so graphic, but that's what they're telling me. They're telling me that there is a moment inside of you that has happened over the past several months, actually. This has been like slowly building, that is literally like eating you from the inside out. And they're saying it's time for you to be the medicine of your soul, that your mastery, it's like so huge. And these beings around you are so profound. And they're all just screaming at you, saying, just stand up and take off the coat of this illusion. And they're showing me you're running by a beach, you're outside, you're happy, you're like wiggling. And they're saying, move your body. It's like, go get on a swing set, go jump rope, go down a slide board, you know, go move your body and have fun. And they're saying, then do it until you literally are just like, you drop with the satisfaction of the body being cleansed through movement. And they're saying, drink a lot of water, smile, and relax into the hands of the divine, and you will discover the pathway has already appeared. You're right here, honey. It's that final, almost like a spiritual healing crisis, and you're right on it. It can happen in a minute. It can happen in a breath. And so I love that you got through today, and your timing is divine. Sincerely, my angel. Namaste.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to internalize that and rewatch that. And yeah, thank you very much, Kira. That's awesome.
I love you, honey. I feel like crying. Honey, you're going to be great. Oh,
many, many blessings.
Yeah. Yeah. What an angel. Oh, my God. Oh, you guys, you always do this to me. I love you all so much. You know, speaking of loving you all so much, it is October 13th.
Yes.
And that means one thing. It means many things, but it does mean that after this show, exactly 3 hours after this show ends today, we are starting soul charting tonight. I am so excited. And thank you for the support. And those of you that are interested, remember that soul charting is an advanced form of ascended numerology. And if you want to jump in, hey, jump in. You can do so right now. You would have to go to our website right now.
Run like a bunny,
SriAkira.com. And Sri, is the coupon still good or not?
It's good until the end of the night.
Okay. Hey, so you could even save a lot of money.
So what you do is you go to SriAkira.com. You'll notice on the upper right part of the website, there's a little announcement about soul charting. Click on it. It takes you to the description. And from there, you can click to enroll and put in the coupon code RADIO. So if you put in radio, you'll save $40. You'll get in for tonight's class, and we welcome you.
We are so excited. And it's going to be amazing. Remember that ascended numerology is the original system of numerology as taught by the ancient Essenes. So I'm losing my breath thinking about it, but also very, very excited. This is the uber last minute, last breath call.
Last call.
So if you want to join us, hey, get in there. I'd love to welcome you. Sue's been monitoring the email, so you'll get the call in information, because everything already went out to all of you that are registered. So if you're registered and you're thinking you didn't get your dial-in information for tonight and everything else, check your spam, because it did already go out. And I'm excited, Sri.
Yeah,
I really
powerful,
am.
Powerful, wonderful class.
Oh my gosh, yes. And speaking of powerful and wonderful, we have time to jump on to a few
Absolutely.
More callers, don't we? All right. Well, let's see who we've got right up here. We have got, it looks like Sherry from maybe New York. Hey, New York, Sherry?
I didn't realize I was calling in. I just thought I was listening to the show.
Hi.
Welcome.
Here. Thank you. I am in a sabbatical healing from something and a benign brain tumor, and I never felt more connected to the divine and in a place of transcending the details and letting them go.
Yeah.
And trusting my partner. And if there's anything you'd like to add, I'm listening and I'm here and I thank you.
Well, first of all, Angel, I am just bowing before you. You have called in a level of mastery that is quite extraordinary. And when I gaze at your energy field, like I'm having a hard time even looking up right now because your energy field is so bright, like I'm getting like it's too bright for my eyes, and it's shimmering with what look like emeralds. So you have this beautiful glittery golden emanation, but there's like these beautiful little emeralds in it all the way around you, very much around your crown chakra. And yeah, the message that's coming in is saying that you are on an adventure that has just begun. And they're saying that the next 12 months will illuminate a journey that will indeed, and they want me to say it again, open your mind, expand your vision, ignite your heart even more, and heal the world. You've got some fun ahead. Thank you for the blessing of being with you today. And thank you for listening, Angel. We love you so much.
Thank you so much. What a blessing to be in your presence, both of you. Thank you.
I love you, honey. Thank you. Namaste.
You know, our beautiful caller reminds me to share something with you. Because remember, your physical body is your partner on this journey.
Is it not?
And when we have a blood clot or a tumor or a medical
all the above,
you know, a medical condition, it's important to notice where in your chakra system is it affecting. And when we have something going on up here, it's saying, bring your attention more fully here. Bring your love more fully here. And in doing so, there's a gift. And it doesn't matter if it were down here, bring your attention down into the tummy, wherever it is.
Right,
because
right.
It's a crystallized energy, and it's asking for greater love and awareness.
And when we give it that, we open up to the cosmic communication, because
yes,
we can't transcend it if we're not doing that.
No, if we try to push it away and say, oh, I wish it wasn't here, and I don't even want to pretend that
exactly,
I know it's here.
Exactly.
Well, that denial doesn't heal anything. It may become more comfortable from one point of view, but it isn't a healing experience.
Yeah.
To the depth that's available when we bring our attention fully into it and get the gifts of it. And in this case, up in the brain, it's the gift of divine connection.
It is. And you know, I think about the time we were in Thailand, Sri and I had just finished being with this beautiful group in Myanmar and Thailand. And all of a sudden we're in Bangkok while he's having brain surgery. So we've been through this. We have been there, and it's a moment that, again, where we get to literally open our mind, expand our vision,
yes,
ignite our heart, and we are together healing the world.
Excellent.
Hey, Sri, can we say
we
hello?
We could do one more.
We could do one, maybe even two. I don't know.
Let's see how fast it goes.
All righty. Well, hey, we're going to go right here. It looks like we're going to, where is this? Nyack, New York, maybe? Is that where I'm in? Nyack, New York. Hi, guys. Hi.
Hello. Screen care. This is Mo.
Hey, it's Mo. Hi, Angel.
Hi, dear.
Oh, wonderful. I love you guys. You're the best thing for us. You do such a great job of having us touch base with our divine and try to keep going into our divine. My question today, and I thought if you got me, that it was for everybody.
Hmm.
In your witnessing for Witnesser and stuff, this particular past week, I had a car accident where a teenager ran into the side of my car.
Oh, honey.
The whole side was bunched in. I was driving. We weren't going fast.
Thank God.
So, fortunately, there wasn't physical damage.
Yeah, I see that.
But as I pulled over with her, I felt like the Witnesser witnessing the whole her flew. And as I'm there, I said, okay, I'm not sure what this is, but it's dealing with the left side. I spent my time also helping her out. She's 17. She's never had an accident before. So I went into hugging her, you know, saying, okay, we'll do this step by step together. So I felt it was definitely my job to be supporting her in this.
Wow.
But also at the same time, I'm saying, you know, God bless, gratitude. Usually if things are needed to be talked to me, they don't necessarily do it to my body. They do it to my core.
Interesting.
So I have a mini soul reading. I've been meaning to get in touch with you guys. I felt like there's things that I needed to understand, and I haven't been able to grasp it.
Whew.
So if I could, I'd be honored if you can help that, and especially if this will help everybody.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that look at the blessing of mentorship. You took a opportunity where some people would have come out of their cars like raging animals, right? Yeah. And so, you know, you were broadsided, you were driving, and yet this beautiful 17-year-old being was given the blessing of seeing that there are other ways to respond to situations than with anger and resentment. So I first just want to applaud your mastery in motion. I think the first gift you've been given is this is how a master walks through density. It doesn't mean that we don't have the experiences. It doesn't mean that we're never going to get in an accident again. It doesn't mean that we're immune. What it means is, how do we respond in real moments so that we are available to heal the world? And what I think everybody's seeing right here is that through a very tangible car accident, and again, I applaud you, you were able to open your mind. I am here. Expand your vision. I am ready, right? Ignite your heart. I am open. Heal the world. We heal the world when we interact with others as mentors. And I just want to honor you for doing that. I think this was a mastery moment. Now, as far as the left, did you want to add anything, Sri?
You know, I think she's got it. And the key to remember is the left is about the future. It's about the feminine side, the receiving side. So we receive our future. And anytime we have an impact on the left side, it has two possible directions for your consciousness. One, what's in the way?
Right.
You know, is something interfering? And two, maybe bring more attention to allowing that which is needing to unfold to unfold.
And, you know, the other thing I just want to share with you is that anytime we have any type of accident or a surgery, the universe is saying, I'm going to give you a minute or you're going to be forced to pay attention.
Yes.
So Mo, no accident you got through today. Ha ha. Not, no pun intended. And a blessing to be with you, my master. I honor you.
Much love, dear.
Much. Thank you so much.
No, thank
you.
We love you, honey. Namaste. Wow. And you know, how quick do these shows go?
And that's a wonderful place to kind of end.
It is. I am breathing. And I'm excited because in 3 hours, soul charting begins. Yeah, baby.
So as we come to a close today, I want you to just kind of intuitively look around at all the beautiful people that have been with you and this wonderful community. And we want to remind you to take a breath, to smile, and to trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.